Officials with Colombia's Refugee and Immigration Services say keeping families and communities together is key to the success of recent arrivals. Colombia-based refugee services workers celebrated together at the city's annual World Refugee Day celebration. KBIA's Brandon Kiley was there and has this report.
Hannah Lammers was the World Refugee Day coordinator for 2014. She says the annual tradition began 6 years ago.
Well, our whole mission with World Refugee Day is kind of raising awareness. A lot of people in Colombia don't realize how many refugees we have here. And it's a day to just kind of celebrate the determination and courage of our refugees and kind of what they've overcome, while also educating Colombia locals about it.
The Refugee and Immigration Services in Colombia takes on nearly 150 new cases every year. Job developer and community outreach coordinator Katie Freeling says refugees don't get to choose where they live when they come to the United States. The government works with resettlement agencies across the nation to determine which city has the capacity to support each refugee. There are many factors that come into play when it comes to refugee relocation. Family ties are the first thing the government looks for. They also look where particular population groups have settled. The largest refugee population in Colombia comes from Bosnia, Somalia, and Iraq. Ahmad Abdurrahman is one of more than 900 refugees in Colombia. He was a doctor in Somalia before he came to the United States in February of this year to escape the civil war that's been going on in his home country since 1991.
Yeah, we fled from Jordan to Paris, to Miami, to Chicago, to here. So, yeah.
Freeling says the refugees' first contact with the Colombia RIS is when they step off the plane in their new hometown. After that, the RIS case manager and job developers work with refugees to help them become more self-sufficient. The majority of the refugees that come to Colombia are single males. One refugee, who goes by the name Fasa, has been in America for 3.5 years. He says he doesn't have enough money to support himself while also supporting his family back home.
Yes, it is difficult. Because I take care of my family and then take care of myself, because it's gone. My time is not enough.
Fasa hopes that his family will someday be reunited in the United States. Freeling says the RIS puts families back together every year.
We have some really neat stories of people that had been separated from their families and didn't know if they were alive or not. And then through, you know, the work of many awesome individuals and agencies, were able to find out that they were.
Through all the struggles and all of the difficulties, Abdurrahman likes his new home. Brandon Kiley, KBIA News.